I wanted to tell you how much I'd admired your public service and how I thought you deserved a rest, but how much we missed seeing you go and how grateful I would always be for your courage and for your capacity and particularly for your loyalty to your country and me and your boss, Secretary McNamara. And if there's any way, any time, any place that I can make it easier for you by testifying to that, I would sure like to do it. And if there's anybody you ever want to send to me, I think one of the good parts about my job is seeing some men like you that stood up like he-men and did what they thought was right. And I just thought I had a moment and I'd call you. I wanted to do it yesterday, but I got all involved.
Oh, I understand. I cherish this moment very, very much, Mr. President. I think it's one of the kindest things you've ever done.
Well, you've done a lot for your country, and
for whom I have great admiration, as I wrote, I think your place is secure in this world.
Well, I've felt I've never had one slight, minute doubt, one moment that you're on top of that spot over there. That'd be handled with courage and with character, and I just want you to know it. And I hope before you leave, you'll come by and personally say hi to you. And just call Marvin Watson and tell him any day that's convenient to you, and come in and say so. And then if there's anybody that you ever want me to talk to or have talked to me about you or your work or anything, just please feel at perfect liberty to do it, because you haven't got a greater admirer except your family.
Well, if there's anything, as you know, at any time when things get rough or anything later on, if you ever need me to help in any way, the president can always call on a citizen.
I've needed you and I've had you, and I'm grateful, and that's why I called you.
That's very kind.
And tell you,
I will come by and speak.
Please do. And you might tell Goulding. I haven't talked to McNamara. I don't want him to think that I'm going around and even tell him about this. But if it's all right, you might bring him over and just introduce him, and then we'll let him go on. You and I have a little visit. I've seen him, but I'm not sure that...
You'll get the same loyalty. Phil Goulding, you won't have the slightest worry that Phil Goulding will not be utterly loyal to your work and your... Whatever your word is will be his word. It's been that way for 2 years, and I wouldn't have... Neither Bob nor I would have recommended if it had been any...
I
wouldn't want him as my deputy if it had been any way else. And
then
you can rest your mind on that.
All I want in this town is loyalty to the country, and if they are, they'll be loyal to me, and you certainly have, and I've told everybody ever since that I took over, in particular McNamara, and you haven't got a greater admirer than he is.
Well, I of course make me feel happy if you both feel I've done a good job.
You've done a perfect job, and God bless you.
Thank you, sir.